We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Great summer day. Twins and Guardians coming up. Weather should not be a problem. There is a slight chance of thunderstorms here in the metro area. But the radar is showing those well to the west, to the cities, and moving away. Kind of in a broken line from the Brainerd Lakes area through St. Cloud, down toward Jackson and Worthington. And once again, a very broken line. May not be raining where you are. Could be, but those continue to track out to the west toward the South Dakota line today. So should be another good night for a ball game at Target Field. Twins won the first two games of this four-game series with the Guardians at Target Field. And tonight it'll be Allen against Gray. Sonny Gray, 4-0, 1.94 ERA for the Twins. They're 31-27 and lead the American League Central Division. And we'll have a complete rundown of the standings, the other major league scores on this Saturday momentarily. But the Twins in good shape in the American League Central here in early June. They're four games clear of Detroit. The Tigers now four games under 500. Cleveland in third, 5.5 back. Chicago, 10 games under 500, 7 games out. Kansas City, it's been a mighty struggle for the Royals, 17-40, 13.5 games back. So the Twins have, in my opinion, another chance tonight to give them a little breathing room ahead of what I believe is their chief rival, the Cleveland Guardians tonight. Detroit, nice start. Just don't know if they have the ball club to hang in there over the long haul. And, of course, Chicago proving again they're underachieving. And then the Kansas City Royals continue to be a mess and will not be a factor again in 2023. Right now we're going to talk more about the home nine with Doe Young Park, who covers the Twins for MLB.com. Doe, good to visit with you again. It's been a while. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, absolutely. Gorgeous day out here. Can't complain.
Yeah. Yeah, and the weather held out last night. There was a little concern that maybe a shower or a thunderstorm would move through the area, but it did not. It stayed dry, and what a pitching performance. Bailey Ober started it. Johan Duran closed it out. It was quite a night for the Twins pitching staff.
Yeah, and the one thing that kind of sticks out for me from that is that three of the four guys that combined for that shutout of Cleveland. It started with Bailey Ober, who was not on the opening day roster. You know, you could and probably should argue that he should have been, but he wasn't. And then the two relievers that followed him, Giovanni Moran and Brock Stewart. Moran wasn't supposed to be a leverage guy, and Brock Stewart wasn't anywhere near the roster when the season started. So the Twins pitching staff has been one of the top three staffs in the major leagues, period, all season. And they've had to adapt along the way. And I think it's a testament to kind of the organizational successes that they've found in some ways in terms of the development of Ober and having to put trust in Giovanni Moran to throw strikes, having him respond to that, and then finding a real diamond in the rough in Brock Stewart. And then obviously Johan Duran is an absolute unmitigated monster in the eighth and ninth innings. And it always helps to have him shut that down as well. But from the rotation all the way back, I know the bullpen's had some rough moments, but the struggles with the bullpen of late have kind of forged opportunities for guys like Brock Stewart and Jose De Leon and Giovanni Moran to kind of establish themselves a little bit more, and that sort of thing really paid off yesterday.
Yeah, Stewart's just been an X factor. I mean, it's been extraordinary is kind of a guy to pitch in some pretty big spots.
Yeah, what a wild sentence to think about, right? And I say this without a hint of irony. I say this completely seriously. Where would the Minnesota Twins be right now without Brock Stewart? And it's hard to say that. It's incredible. I mean, he's throwing darn near 100 miles an hour right now. He's a guy where when he was coming back from all those arm issues, him throwing 97 off a bullpen mound in his training center. He trained at a Tread out in North Carolina. That was a big deal for him. And now he's throwing 99 in games. And he's a guy where the Twins gave him a multi-year minor league deal because he needed to finish recovering. But they saw the stuff in him. And with the way that Griffin Jacks has struggled, with the way that Jorge Lopez is still trying to figure things out, they've really just kind of needed somebody to fill that void. And my goodness, has Brock Stewart filled that void. I mean, they're comfortable. At first, they were like, all right, we might use him in some lower leverage situations. Then they had no choice but to throw him in some higher leverage situations. He has responded with aplomb. And there was that grand slam that was kind of a bump in the road there, but he's really back to being Brock Stewart. And the walks, he could probably get under control a little bit more. He'll admit that too. But he's made some pressure pitches, some really big pitches when he's needed to, and the Twins have really benefited from that.
Duran in 1 2/3, just absolutely electric. He has the hardest thrown ball in the major leagues this year, and he touched that in the 1 2/3 last night. Just dominating Guardians bats.
Not only did he touch 104.6 again, but he did it in his second inning after he had already gone out and thrown, and then he sat and cooled off on the bench. And then he went back out there and did that. And it was to the point where I think it was Miles Straw that he was facing, the Guardian center fielder, in that at-bat. And Straw, after the game, was like, dude, I had to just look up and laugh. I looked up and saw 104. What are you supposed to do other than laugh? It felt like 104, too. And just one of those things. It's funny to talk to Duran afterwards because he's this dominant lights-out closer right now. But he makes no secret of the fact that he actually really misses starting pitching. So when I talked to him after the game yesterday, he said, I was like, well, I mean, you miss starting, so you probably have a lot of fun doing these multiple inning stints, right? And he says to me, yeah, you know, I kind of get bored throwing one inning, so this is nice. I mean, it makes me happy. And imagine that, I throw ninth innings against some of the best hitters in the game. He's like, yeah, I don't know, it's kind of boring for me. I need a little bit more than that. And when you give him the opportunity, he's doing some crazy things with the baseball out on the mound right now.
Yeah, just absolutely incredible. And it was fun to catch it on Apple TV last night. Announcers that don't see the club regularly oohing and aahing over that 1 2/3 inning. I mean, this is something that fans around the country are really going to enjoy seeing if they haven't seen it already, because they certainly made an impression on the Apple TV crew last night.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's one of my favorite hobbies, and this probably tells me that I should get better hobbies, but I go back after a game, and then I'll tune into the visiting broadcast, the visiting TV sure. booth, the visiting radio booth, to see what they say about Johan Duran, and most of the time, it's so funny, especially for a TV crew that doesn't get to see him often. I remember, like, Dennis Eckersley in Boston, he's just like, this can't be real, what's going on here? The radar gun's broken, and just how crazy it is for them to realize that, no, this is real. This is just Johan Duran. It's a normal day.
Do-Young Park joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He covers the club for MLB.com. Some injury news today. Joey Gallo on the 10-day injured list, left hamstring strain, and Kyle Garlick will be recalled from the Saints.
Yeah, Gallo had been trying to play through that hammy strain for about a week now. He'd been toughing it out. He'd been playing a lot of first base instead of outfield because of that, because, you know, the Twins are already short a couple guys. Gallo was really trying to grit his teeth and get through it, but came up a little bit aggravated during his pregame work yesterday. And at that point, the Twins are like, all right, it's probably time best to get him off his feet. And I know a lot of people would have wanted to see Matt Wallner back here, especially given what he did last time he was up here. But the Twins have a lot of left-handed pitchers coming up. They're facing a bunch of left-handers, starting today with Logan Allen for the Guardians, and then Tampa Bay and Toronto coming up next. There's a couple lefties in those rotations, too. And it's what they carry Kyle Garlick for. So that brings Kyle Garlick back to the Twins for this stretch.
And a sneak peek at the lineup. No Carlos Correa, no Byron Buxton. Any update there, though?
Yeah, they're working out Buxton to see if he's going to be available to hit or run potentially in a late game situation. They're going to try to stay away from him, like, for any meaningful extended action if possible. I mean, 97 to the ribs. He had to sleep in a rocking chair two nights ago right after that happened, just because he couldn't. It was too painful to sleep in a bed. And then Correa was hoping to be back in there today. The running still didn't work out quite the way he wanted to, but he said it's still continuing to improve, and he's targeting tomorrow. And we'll see if he is in there tomorrow. Otherwise, the off day on Monday should really help with that, too, going into the Tampa Bay series on Tuesday.
Sonny Gray has been great. He'll get the ball tonight for the Twins.
Yeah, I mean, what more can you say about Sonny? Even without his best stuff, he's got enough of those pitches working. Still hasn't a lot of homer this year. And I might be attempting fade here, but the Guardians lineup doesn't exactly come packing a lot of power. We'll get to see about that, I guess. But yeah, Sonny Gray's been an outstanding rock of this rotation, especially as Pablo Lopez has struggled a bit. And him and Joe Ryan and Bailey Ober, I mean, they've been such a big part of this team's continued success on the mound. And look to carry that through into another big outing against division rivals there.
And then back to Duran. Do you think after 1 2/3 on Friday night, he would be available in the ball game tonight?
Oh, I don't think there's any chance he'll be there tonight. Okay. I think maybe tomorrow, but the Twins have been really kind of conservative with his usage. They were really careful just to pitch him in one inning save situations earlier in the season, and now they're really starting to push that a little bit. But I think especially after multiple ups, you're going to try to get him one, if not 2 days, completely off his feet for sure.
Final thought, before you jumped on the air, and I brought this up last night sitting in for Henry Lake on Final Pitch, that these games in division are more meaningful because you're playing fewer games against division. And as you break this down right now, the Twins are in first, you've got Detroit, a surprise, in second, Cleveland in third, but over the long haul, the Guardians figure to be the Twins' biggest threat in this division. Doubtful a wild card comes out of the American League Central. So these are indeed big games. You get fewer opportunities head-to-head.
Yeah, it's really weird to think about in that sense. But yeah, this is a four-game series against the team that many expected would be the primary competitor, the Twins, in the American League Central. And it's tough to think that way because it's June. But yeah, you're right. You don't get to see too many of these. One thing that does help the Twins right now is that it's been a brutal schedule in May and June. One thing that you do look at when you think about playing the Guardians now, a couple of those games coming up in June, is that they don't really get too many of these AL Central matchups late in the season either. In September, it's almost all non-division games, and pretty bad non-division games at that. Like, I think they get, like, Oakland and Cincinnati and Colorado and a bunch of those teams in September. So the schedule does ease up a lot for the Twins, but that also means that these games are more important right now for the Twins to gain some separation a bit, especially in these head-to-head matchups in a four-game series here in June with the Twins rolling right now. It's a good time for them to hit them, I think.
Although I know it's a very busy day indeed at the ballpark, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I always really appreciate it.
All right, there he is. Do Young Park covers the Twins for MLB.com, does a lot of great work, and is at the ballpark day in, day out. And as you heard, Joey Gallo, 10-day injured list, retroactive to Friday with left hamstring strain, and that means outfielder Kyle Garlick will come up from the St. Paul Saints. We'll come back. We'll look at the Major League scoreboard, take a look at the standings, and then a sneak peek at the Twins' batting order tonight behind Sonny Gray. It is a countdown to the Twins and the Guardians. Game 3 of the 4-game set. Pre-game lineup card with Chris Hatterbury 10 minutes away here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Twins and Guardians, Game 3 coming up. Don't forget, big sports day tomorrow. The Huddle, Pete Najeri and Dave Schwartz. I've learned live from Target Field tomorrow between 10 and noon, inside Twins at noon, lineup card with Chris at 12:30, and then the series finale with Corey Provis and Dan Gladden at 1:10. So big sports day tomorrow. And then after all of that, Rob Dreisline from Outdoor News with his show between 5 and 6. Big day tomorrow. here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Thanks again to Doe Young Park joining us earlier in the hour, getting us up to date on what's going on around the ball club. Let's get you up to date on what's going on around the major leagues. Two in the books. The Red Sox beat the Rays 8-5 at Fenway Park. Corey Kluber gets the win. He's now 3-6. His ERA is still over 6. And it was the White Sox beating the Tigers 2-1-10 on the South Side today. Just two games in the books in the major leagues. A lot of games in progress. Game two of the doubleheader, Rays and Red Sox underway now at Fenway. Top of the 6th, Pirates and Cardinals tied at 1. Bottom of 7, Mariners and Rangers in Texas. And Texas leading it big, 10-3. Bottom of the 9th, Phillies lead the Nats 4-2. So the Nats down to their final three outs in D.C. Top of 7, Astros lead the Angels 7-2 in Houston. Through 7, Colorado leading at Kansas City 6-2. The Royals have already dropped 40 games. Top of 7 in Queens. The Blue Jays and the Mets tied at 1. Top of 7 in Miami. The Marlins all over the A's, 9-0. The future Las Vegas Athletics are 12-47. Stretch time in Cincinnati. The Brewers lead the Reds 10-6. Coming up tonight, Guardians Twins, Allen against Gray. You know that. Tonight in L.A., the Yankees and the Dodgers, Cole against Grove. Late tonight in San Francisco, it'll be the Orioles and the Giants. Also late tonight in San Diego, Cubs, Padres, and Braves, Diamondbacks. So you're up to date on what's going on in the big leagues, schedule-wise. Meanwhile, check of the standings here on June 3rd. We mentioned Twins leading the division, the only team over 500 right now. Detroit in second, four games back at the moment. Cleveland 5.5 back, then Chicago and Kansas City. Tampa Bay leading Baltimore by 3. Everybody in the division over 500. Out west, Texas by 2.5 over Houston. In the NL, Atlanta by 3.5 over Miami and the New York Mets. They're the only teams over 500. In the Central, Milwaukee leading Pittsburgh by 0.5. Cincinnati 4 back. They're 5 under. Then it's the Cubs and the Cardinals. So everybody in the division within 5.5 of first place. And out in the NL West, how about Arizona? They're now tied with the LA Dodgers. San Francisco 1 game under, 6.5 back. All right, sneak peek of Twins and Guardians. How are the Twins going to go? What's Rocco Baldelli going to do behind Sonny Gray today? The right-hander 4-0, his ERA 1.94, 69 strikeouts. He has been outstanding. It'll be Polanco, Solano, Lewis, Farmer, Garlick, Jeffers, Castro, Taylor, Vasquez. Polanco, Solano, Lewis, Farmer, Garlick, Jeffers, Jeffers, the DH, Castro, Taylor, and Vasquez. And, of course, as we mentioned earlier with Doe Young Park, Carlos Correa, Byron Buxton not available, Joey Gallo to the injured list. Enjoy the ball game tonight. Twins and Guardians coming up next here on the home of the Twins. Big thanks to Josh Wheeler, our producer here on the CCO.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.